Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. Well, Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn said it a moment ago. It reflected badly on the entire government. Yes, as we try to decipher where health care goes from here on out after President Obama's speech to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday night, there have been a lot of headlines responding to Congressman Joe Wilson, who called the president a liar in the middle of that speech. The repercussions have been careening around Washington since the speech on Wednesday night. Yesterday, Representative Wilson apologized for that outburst, calling it spontaneous. We're asking what you think at 877-8MYTAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
The South Carolina congressman, after he apologized, spoke at a press conference and said that he didn't mean it, really, that he just did it because his leadership of his party in Congress told him to. So that's not a real apology. The people of South Carolina elected him, and they should know that he disrespected them. Unlike a Southern gentleman, he was not a gentleman. He was impolite.
Do we need respect for the government to function? Your opinion, please. 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. And we still have Representative Marsha Blackburn, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, on the line. If you want to deliver a comment during the course of this interview, please call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Jackie Calms also joins us, Washington correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Jackie, before I go back to Representative Blackburn, because I want to hear what her constituents are saying about this, Jackie Calms, does this hold up the debate in some sense, or does it hand Rahm Emanuel and the Obama administration something of a gift in the sense that it's easy to portray the GOP as obstructionist here? Jackie?
Well, I think a gift is exactly what it was and the phrase I would have used myself. It just sort of dramatized for the public, including people who maybe aren't so, you know, supportive of what the president is trying to do, just the sort of opposition he's up against. And that's what it suggested. I mean, it was one thing for people to see through August that some opponents were rude and, you know, not letting everybody's voices get heard as they shouted out. But it was another thing to see that from the floor of the House during a joint session of Congress. And I've covered Congress full-time or part-time over the years for 26 years. And that was back during the Reagan administration, when you really started to see this on in both parties, this sort of, you know, some sport in the audience of congressmen about, you know, indicating whether they liked or didn't like. We were just getting quite close to the British Parliament system, but you never saw that kind of rudeness,
right?
Ever.
Well, and we should point out, I mean, the Brits are doing all right. I mean, they lost their empire. Okay, we'll give them that. But, I mean, in a sense, it hasn't destroyed British democracy to have that kind of rancor in Parliament. But let's listen to Barack Obama, who was speaking on Wednesday night. And in many ways, I'm wondering if he is partly to blame for all this confusion and backbiting and complaining about the entire healthcare debate. Listen.
Too many have used this as an opportunity to score short-term political points, even if it robs the country of our opportunity to solve a long-term challenge. And out of this blizzard of charges and countercharges, confusion has reigned.
So the reigning president, Representative Marsha Blackburn, says confusion has reigned. And one could argue that as impolitic and impolite as Joe Wilson was, he was attempting to get clarity from the president. Isn't it the president's responsibility to make this debate clearer? And is confusion partly his fault here?
There is confusion on exactly what that bill, H.R. 3200, would do, because the president has said one thing. You've had the promises the president has made that the bill would deliver, that health care reform would deliver. Unfortunately, in Tennessee, many of those same type promises were made with our health care system. Those promises were broken, and that program nearly broke the bank. Tennessee had the test case for public option health care. So,
and Massachusetts, we should point out, is struggling with the public option,
right,
as well, the mandate option anyway.
That's exactly right. And Maine has had problems. So there is no example where public option has worked. There's also the confusion. They say, well, this doesn't allow this abortion funding. It doesn't allow funding for illegal immigrants. But the problem is the language in the bill doesn't explicitly exclude that. So you get into how that is written. And I think also on top of this, you had situations where unfortunate comments were made by the speaker about people that were coming to some of the events during the summer.
So anxiety and frustration was building up. That's
and
a fair point.
And you had Harry Reid saying unfortunate things about President Bush when he was still there, and then, of course, refused to apologize.
All right, so...
And then you also had the situation when President Bush was there and trying to work on Social Security and Medicare reform, and he was heckled by some in the Democrat Party. So
as Jackie Collins was saying, this has been coming for a long time. Let me remind people, we're speaking with Representative Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, and Jackie Collins is also with us, Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. So in steps, Jackie, John Boehner, a Republican leader in the House, to find some clarity here. Can he do it? Listen.
It really is time to just stop, hit the reset button, and sit down in a bipartisan way. And begin to deal with what we can deal with to make our current health care system work better.
Jackie Collins, it seems hit the reset button is a bit of a mantra there during the Obama administration. Now to hear a Republican using it. Is that going to happen? Reset?
No, it's not. I mean, the legislative process is just really getting seriously underway here in the fall. Four of the five committees that have to act have approved a bill, but really the most crucial one is the Senate Finance Committee, and it's supposed to act. But hitting, you know, it isn't, if I really, or anybody, it's not just me, most people, there's no real way that you could really start from scratch and expect to get House Republicans especially, and I think Congresswoman Blackburn would agree, and certainly most of the Senate Republicans to come along. Just as Democrats in 2003 or 2005 were not going to go along with President Bush on remaking Social Security to create private accounts for individuals, neither are Republicans going to go along with this plan that the outline that President Obama and the Democrats are working on to overhaul health care.
Well,
it's just not going to happen.
But in this particular case, Jackie Collins, Washington correspondent for The New York Times, the Democrats have the numbers in this case. And so Representative Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, I mean, if they can railroad a bill or vote a party line vote and get something passed, do you have a campaign issue, or do you pretty much have to say to your constituents, we want reform, this isn't the best, but, you know, I definitely want to improve things, so I'm going to help out the administration here?
I think the bigger point is that they have an issue with the American people if they move forward on that. There will be an issue for them to address with the American people because the American people have spoken out clearly. All the polls indicate they do not want a government-run, government-delivered program. They do want health care reform. We all agree.
Right, but
there needs to be health care reform. So the
but that's the lack of clarity. That's the lack of clarity, though.
That's right. And, you know, their problem is going to be with the American people. My hope would be, you know, and I think Jackie would agree with this, every good relationship you have in your life is seated and grounded in respect. And there should be that respect shown from each individual to the other members of the body. It should be shown from those members of Congress to their constituents. It should be shown for the institution, and I think American people would like to see that their opinion is respected in this debate.
But I think the American people, frustrated with health care bills and issues of all kinds, they may be worried that Congress is spending its time talking about, being polite and decorum and manners. Jackie Collins, I heard you sighing there in the background. Do you want to give us a final thought here?
I don't know if it's time, but the thought I would leave is that I think, you know, you can quibble with a lot of the details of what might come out, but I think what would happen if a health care bill does pass is in reality people would see that it's anything but a new government-run system or much more government-run than we currently have with Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, and children's health benefits. And so I think that... you know, the Democrats, and I think they believe this too, will get them over the line, is that better to pass something than to do nothing.
All right, Jackie Combs, Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, is speaking to us from the nation's capital. We're also speaking with Representative Marsha Blackburn, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, who represents the state's 7th Congressional District. Congressman Blackburn, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
All right. As Congresswoman Blackburn suggests, the "you lie" comment from Joe Wilson of South Carolina to President Obama on Wednesday doesn't show the government in a very good light. Do politicians need to be civil to get anything done, or maybe the voltage helps to push things along? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.